This morning I'll be reading out of Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, a humble people. We recognize that far too often in our lives, we walk according to the flesh and not according to the Spirit. Lord, as we read this, we can see these sins in our own lives. As we look at the law, we see the sin in our lives that it points out. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who came and died, that he became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Lord, we pray and we repent of our sins and we confess them to you now. Lord, we pray, we thank you that there is forgiveness with you. We pray that you would continue to mold us and make us in the image of Christ, that we might become more like him each and every day, that we might walk in the Spirit and by faith do what is pleasing in your sight. We thank you, and we pray that you would take pleasure in our worship today. In Jesus' name, amen.